We can start with you opening with you eating the sandwich, though. If you want?
I already hit record.
He's done it again. The scoundrel has done it again.
By the way, I'm eating a sandwich.
A grilled cheese, which he did not make for me.
Yeah, we took 2 weeks off so that we could come back with Brian eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of My Bloody Valentine not making a response to Loveless, and then whatever his name is. What is his name?
Kevin Shield.
Kevin Shield comes out and is like, yeah, that's came back for a milkshake.
Right.
Then leaves again.
Or it's not unlike the artistry of Andy Warhol eating a hamburger for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I remember he released that film.
And then putting a banana peel on some album cover.
Yeah.
That was just food-centric.
Not just any album cover, a really shitty album, too.
I actually enjoy that album.
I'm joking.
Special guest today, Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually did pass away a couple years ago, but we're going to have another seance. Yeah.
Seance for Nico.
Nico is French, right?
I thought Nico was Scandinavian.
Yeah.
She had a harshness about her.
She did have a harshness. I never found her attractive.
Yeah.
So many people.
I can't do a Scandinavian impression. Though,
that might come out in my lightning round question later. Not that I want to give anything away.
Are we going to hit the intro music here?
No. I'm just going to keep eating a sandwich and chewing.
You should have been chewing during the intro music.
That would have been a good gimmick.
Let's just do that. Let's chew during the
intro. He's going to be done with music. The sandwich by the time he hits record.
Do we have sponsors?
No. We did away with those.
Are we done with those?
No, because we're done selling out.
Yeah, we've already
bought. We already made our money,
until we want to sell it again.
Because we're like so rich. We've got so much money. Okay. Should we start?
Yeah.
Give me that cheese. Give me the cheese.
No cheese for you.
Good.
All right. Well.
So, show of hands. When you suggested that, Owen, did you anticipate it being as highly sexual as it turned out to be? Because I didn't.
I didn't either.
And then once we started chewing.
As usual, with most of what we do during these episodes, well, when you get pleasant surprise.
When you get three men in a room all going, Yeah. And then you realize right there.
We didn't even have to call upon Nico. She already came.
She came pretty hard.
She came and went. So you're welcome, Nico. You were lovely.
I heard her doing that opening with that masculine tone of hers.
Yeah, yeah.
And she indeed came pretty hard.
Where's my knife?
You're also going to eat an orange on air?
Yeah, I'm
going
to eat
the first orange on air.
All right. Well, I guess it's just going to be between you and me, Patrick. We can count this guy out.
So how did you spend your last 2 weeks since the last podcast, Owen?
Well, Brian and myself had a Thanksgiving get-together with our aunt and uncle, and they were great hosts.
That's a lie.
They were.
They don't listen anyways.
They provided great entertainment, and it was food, folks, and fun, according to the old tagline by McDonald's.
Oh, is that true?
Hey,
yeah, it was at one time. Food, folks, and fun.
That's
actually a pretty good slogan.
What was Discovery Zone? Was it just get DZ? Just get dizzy or whatever? DZ?
Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
They didn't have something like Food, Folks, and Fun?
That's a place that needs to come back, Discovery Zone. Did you ever go?
No, I never went. Did you?
Yes, I did. I went for a couple birthdays. Actually, in Spokane, where I lived at that time, like age 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
that was like the main thing, Discovery Zone. I think that's what I want to say that it was called something different. Kind of like Laser Tag is called Laser Quest up there, and then down here it's something else.
Yeah.
But, did you know that Spokane, that's the home of Discovery Zone?
Really, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then it makes sense that it was there. And it was awesome.
You know, you seem like a personality suitable for Washington, the state of Washington. Maybe you should go back.
Yeah, in other words, GTFO.
You trying to remove me from...
No, I'm saying we should all relocate.
My family does have a house there. We could have a new podcast station there.
Thanks for inviting us.
Our headquarters should be... Is it in Spokane?
Yeah.
We should be in Spokane.
I know it's only like 800 miles away, but thanks for inviting us.
But we could do that in a weekend. If we drove about 15 hours each day.
Does it have a little guest house where we can blow the roof of our heads off with a
actually,
shotgun?
Even better. Basically every house in Washington or that area, since it's so cold, they have a basement. So basically whatever the floor plan is of your house, there is a basement underneath that is the... So it's like basically a second floor, and you can make as much noise as you want down there. And no one will...
Been a fan of basements, and California does not have basements.
No, always been a fan of de-basement.
Yeah. But anyway...
Eat your orange, bro.
Is there a good scenic spot where you can Cobain yourself?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty.
Okay.
The house that we lived in, basically, at the end of the block, it turned into this forest that you really probably didn't want to walk in at night because you'd probably be killed.
Yeah? Any ghost stories?
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid in that kind of... It's almost like a Sandlot where you just think up these crazy myths about really very just normal-looking things.
There's something about that wilderness.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was a tree stump that had a big lump in it. And for some reason, we suggested that was actually a dead baby that someone had killed and buried inside of the stump.
And so you could just see a silhouette of that baby.
Yeah, we could see that silhouette, like the head and everything.
You have any happy stories?
Yeah, it was... Was the baby... But I don't want to bring that up because I don't live there anymore, Brian. Thanks for bringing that up.
I
didn't want to bring that up.
I'll eat my orange.
Was the baby still writhing behind the bark?
No, it was dead.
Okay.
It was dead. But you... Now, looking back, you probably would be able to smell a baby that was dead and rotting inside of a...
You think?
Maybe.
It depends how cloistered it is in there. I mean, if it's really nestled deep in that tree, you're never going to smell it.
Well, it was a stump. It was
maybe... Why does it sound like we're talking about how to hide a dead baby right now? Well, if it was buried deep enough...
The book is going to be coming out in January. I didn't bury a baby, but if I did...
Yeah, I'm actually posting this in like some weird fetish forum.
Yeah, I know.
This actually isn't going on Podomatic. Mm-hmm.
We can have it translated in Japanese.
Good.
Because we all know that they have certain proclivities over there.
They are down over there.
Okay, I'm eating the orange now.
Man, these are really good oranges.
They are.
Fuck you, Pat.
Well, I'm not feeling orangey right now.
Didn't we threaten that we were going to get you to eat something healthy during the podcast one time?
I will eat a piece
this
of orange.
This is that one time.
Okay, I'll eat an orange to satisfy that requirement.
Patrick
of the FCC
will now eat a fruit on air.
Sorry, that piece fell apart.
This is not a McDonald's French fry, or a Burger King chicken finger,
or a McFlurry, which is a Patrick Delaney food.
This is nature's chicken finger right here.
Nature's chicken finger.
I don't want to get juice all over the microphone. So you guys can continue without me.
That's actually what Nico said.
Before she passed away.
I don't want to get juice all over the microphone.
Are you saying that Nico was on steroids?
She was pretty tough.
She was.
She's right up there with Red Sonja.
She is.
Red Sonja was very attractive, though, back in the day.
That was
she's gotten crusty, of course, but...
Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen.
I was actually watching Rocky IV on TV the other day, and she's in that.
Yeah.
She's Drago's wife.
Yeah, she was a good-looking babe.
Yeah, she was pretty good-looking back then.
Yeah.
Pre-flavor
her name in the movie was Sonja.
Really?
No.
No. It was Nico. Because knowing Stallone at that time, he wanted to make
Nico Stolitznaya.
He really wanted to make that, like, right-wing, like, oh, we're going to beat the Russians movie. So I wouldn't doubt that he'd call the woman Sonia.
Mm-hmm. Would you necessarily call it right-wing? I would say it was nationalistic. It was...
According to Jill Biafra.
Is nationalism automatically right-wing? I don't think so.
Well, I think it's... We've come to associate them together.
Yeah.
But I don't think at their core they're the same.
I don't either. It was a great propagandist message, though. You know, because it was in the height of the Cold War, so...
Yeah, and anything we could take against the Russians, we would.
Right. Yeah. We made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pat, where do we go from here?
Where do we go? What was... You reviewed something recently. What did you review?
Something terrible. I'd rather not talk about it. I was more polite in my review as I wrote it than how I truly felt.
Yeah.
I'm generally pretty diplomatic. This was a new one called Shiny... It was by Shiny Toy Guns. And...
I'm sorry.
Have you heard them before?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
you mean like...
And it was...
I like Smashing Pumpkins.
Your typical dance pop kind of music. Where...
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of... That isn't Shiny Toy Guns. Who's the one that sounds like Smashing Pumpkins?
Silver Sun Pickup?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Who's Shiny Toy... Oh, wait, okay. I know what you're
But it's kind of dance pop music, and it was pretty bland.
Mm.
One or two of the tracks were kind of guilty pleasures, but other than that, it was not very remarkable, at least to me.
Well, I'm glad you were diplomatic, because I think those reviews that are really negative, aren't very good usually.
Right. I try to save an extreme scathing review for when I feel it really deserves it.
Yeah.
Because if it's a mediocre album, I'm not going to unload on it.
Have you unloaded on an album before? Like, hated it so much?
Yeah.
Like, that it's...
Yeah, I've done that before, but only, like, once or twice.
Mm. Well, do you remember, can you recall it? Was it one of those drone albums?
Yeah, there was a sort of a goth drone album.
I think you let me listen to that one.
Right, and it was with this girl vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible. Really, really bad. So I unloaded on that, and that was a really funny review. And then there was another one that I did that was a screamo band. And it was just so dim-witted that I had to indulge myself.
Now, why do you get these reviews? Why do you review... Screamo and then drone metal?
Because I'm not a niche guy like Patrick. Patrick is kind of assigned all the weird stuff. And then I do more generalized pop and rock.
Drone metal, that's real. That's real, like, in the mainstream.
Well, also, I just get things that other people aren't going to take. You know, it's just, okay, fine, I'll do it. You know, so it's cutting
room
floor.
So you get the reject albums, basically. Hmm.
Yeah. How about Patrick, you just reviewed Scott Walker.
Yeah, you know, Scott Walker, that is a very strange album, but as I was telling Owen, I couldn't really say that I liked it or hated it. I was just so mystified by its strangeness that's all I could say at the end of the day. You know, and I think in general I have a hard time just totally putting down an album just because... As long as I can tell that there was, like, some effort there, that they actually tried to write songs or tried to make some sort of statement or just anything. Just they tried in general.
So you give an A for effort quite often.
Yeah, but it's not like it's like a one of those participation trophies in baseball. It's like,
yeah, right.
You should have, like, the Patrick Nice Try Award.
Uh-huh. The what?
The Patrick Nice Try Award.
Yeah, there we go. Like
most improved player.
Yeah, because it's as long as it's the only times I can reserve for just totally destroying something is when it's obvious that it's just no one really cared. It's just we can make this in our sleep, you know.
Yeah, you seem to hold back too. I don't recall a review where you really went at it.
The last one, the one that was drawn into contention about band members, I was a little put off just because there was only 500 copies made of the thing. You know?
Right. Yeah, it was a limited edition vinyl for those who don't know.
People are going to listen to that.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a very, one of those really little vanity projects.
That, right. Yeah.
And I didn't want to hold that against them, but it's just hanging there, you know.
I think it happened because all the band members were kind of in between their own projects, and they're like, hey, let's get together and make something.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing that Brian and I were talking about. What do you think, who, besides, there was one that I thought about after we talked, Traveling Wilburys.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good supergroup. Can you think of another?
Wait, that's a good supergroup.
Well, it was
relatively.
Supergroups,
I think Traveling Wilburys is terrible.
By definition, supergroups are going to be bad. I think.
Yeah,
there's just too much ego.
The standard is that they're bad. So, what is the best of the bad? You know what I mean.
Best of the bad. Know what I mean? Sounds like something you'd say in a 50s diner. But I don't know. Is there a good one? Like
no. Generally, no. You know what I recall? This sticks out in my head. I was watching. No. Okay. I was watching a rerun of SNL a long time ago. I think it was back when they used to play them on Comedy Central. I'm not sure if they still do. But it was an early 80s episode, and the musical act for the night was this Jimmy Page supergroup.
Oh, David Coverdale?
And it was with David Coverdale.
Yeah.
I think
it was terrible.
I mean, Nathan has one of
those CDs. Rough. I think he was just doing it out of respect to Jimmy Page to own it, but
well,
it was really bad music.
My father owns that album.
Does he?
I do remember, the boys are feeling hot tonight.
I remember that song.
I do
but
remember.
But I remember it having kind of a Power Station quality.
Yeah.
Where that was Robert Palmer's mm-hmm. project, right? Yeah. And so it's got synths, and it's just 80s corniness. And not even good 80s corniness. It is bad.
Well, what like musician from like the 60s didn't have bad taste in the 80s?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. James Page did not have a good...
No. Like a lot like, or even think about like jazz musicians. Like Miles Davis was doing smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, have you ever heard Miles Davis from the 80s?
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
cow, it's bad. Really bad.
Yeah, for some reason, people who had good taste in the 60s and 70s took a nosedive. In the 80s.
Like, not only did they had good taste, they created the taste.
Right.
The
yeah, they were the taste makers.
Totally
mm-hmm.
dive-bombed in the 80s.
They did.
So, but it also...
Even fashion-wise, with the sequined jackets
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. Bob Dylan had some really bad duds in the 1980s. But it begs the question, you know, what if they had survived, you know, Hendrix...
Right.
Morrison... What their 80s would have been like?
Well, I think Jimi Hendrix would be doing something akin to smooth jazz.
Yeah, something definitely in the jazz.
I think genre. He would be very prolific.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He would be doing one album a year or more.
Because he was already doing that. Like,
mm-hmm. So he would just be doing lots of silly, almost session playing in a way.
Yeah.
He could be doing like really bad 80s blues like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he could have been doing that. Morrison probably.
Well, the house is a rockin'.
Whenever I meet someone aside from Bryant that is a really big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan, that is my ace in the hole. House is a rockin'.
Yeah,
and it just shuts him up right away.
Yeah, well, there's a very small window of good Stevie Ray Vaughan, like extremely small. It's like 2 years of Stevie Ray Vaughan was good.
And I'll concede that it's there, but it's just man.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison probably would have been writing really bad poetry still.
Yeah.
I think
he would be hanging out with Oprah and Maya Angelou.
Yeah. Here we go, yeah! Count up that 12 bars. Froggy Samson on guitar.
I thought when you were doing those noises, those chewing noises, I thought you were doing your Seth Rogen.
Wait. Zuzbug! Seth Rogen. Tell me about this.
Well, first of all, you know who Seth Rogen is.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy from Knocked Up and all those other comedies, and he's always this stoner-type character, and he goes...
that's the whole impression.
When he's kind of confused and he's trying to explain himself.
You guys want to do some weed?
It sounds like he's getting a combination of like a hernia and a seizure.
Yeah.
It is kind of a Tasmanian devil type impression.
Well, he's kind of a very profitable Looney Tunes job when he retires from comedies penned by, what's that dude's name? The guy, the writer that you wrote Knocked Up and 40 Year Old Virgin.
Oh,
he's the one who gave Seth Rogen a chance in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dewey McJewerson.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Speaking of Jews, you want to hear my Ben Stiller impression?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
The face kind of sells it more.
Yeah.
I think we need a picture of it.
I think that's every Ben Stiller character in every single movie is just, I'm really condescending.
This doesn't play very well over the air, but you could watch him, it is
uncanny. I'm selling
uncanny.
It.
Yeah.
I'm selling it.
An unfunny Ben Stiller story, when I worked at Albertsons, one of my managers swore that I looked like Ben Stiller. And I never saw
it. I think you look like Ben Stein.
No. You don't even look like a Gentile Ben Stiller.
No, more Ben Stein than Ben Stiller, in my opinion. But, and so whenever Ben Stiller...
I think you look more like... Here's another Jew. Dustin Hoffman.
Oh.
I would say you look more like Dustin Hoffman
than
Ben Stiller.
I'll take it.
Yeah. But I think the hair, too.
Yeah, it's very graduate. Graduate-y.
Yeah. And then you've got like this, you got the cardigan sweater over the flannel.
Mm. Yeah.
So...
You're right.
You should have...
I'm going to cross-dress tomorrow.
You should have a little convertible and drive around listening to... Not Crosby, Stills, Nash. What was the soundtrack?
No, it was...
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel.
You should drive around listening to Simon and Garfunkel.
But the new Simon and Garfunkel.
The new Simon and Garfunkel. N-E-U. That's how you spell N-E-U.
The Noi.
Should we talk about the new Simon and Garfunkel?
Well, shall we, Brian?
Well, let's just start the lightning round.
Should we start the lightning round?
Yeah.
It's going to lead there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Get ready, players. Lightning round. Lightning round.
Oof. That is intense.
Patrick, I think you should go first.
That was before I start. I think that sounds like a Tybo double time segment from Billy Blanks.
No, that's like the overdrive. That's like the burnout. Like, come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like last like 5 or 10 minutes. Like, go.
Those stationary punches.
Right. Do you remember one time that late night TV movie we saw with Billy Blanks? It was a cheap martial arts movie, and Billy Blanks was a janitor at a high school.
Oh,
do you remember this?
Yeah.
And so
he even wore the giant pants too while he was a janitor.
Right, so and the protagonist was this young high school guy, and he was kind of a Karate Kid type, where he had no self-respect, and he didn't know any moves, and he was pushed around. And then Billy Blanks, the janitor, teaches him how to kick ass.
When you first started, I thought he was just kind of one of those things where you saw him in the background and was like, hey, wait, that's Billy Blanks.
No, this was not a
character.
Yes, he's Mr. Miyagi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a cool like karate pun with janitor like title to it?
No, that would be cool, but...
Sweeping the floor.
Here we go.
Sweeping the house.
Sweeping the
picking
floor.
Up the trash.
Picking up the trash. Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash.
All right, so first lightning round question. If Carmen Sandiego showed up in your town, would you be A, honored, B, confused, or C, frightened on account of there being a cartoonish geography villainess on the loose?
I would turn her in immediately. I would report her to the authorities. Because finally, she could be caught.
Yeah.
She's been on the run forever.
I'd ask her out for coffee. I'd like to get to know her. I think she's...
Did they ever show her face? Or was she always under that hat?
You always see a little bit of a shadow over her eyes, but you can see her nose and lips.
She did look fairly
attractive. Just misunderstood. That's what I was trying to say.
Maybe she looked kind of like she was related to Jessica Rabbit or something.
She was actually kind of a Julian Assange type, you know, an international villain.
Except she was like a jewelry thief or something.
Yeah,
she
was Juliana Assange, I think.
Hi-o.
Very cool. Number two, appropriately. Does texture, ply number, or any other variable matter to you when using toilet paper, or is it all of mere utilitarian importance?
I just use my fingers.
I just use my tongue and a lot of flexibility.
Wow.
No, actually, the softer the better. I think rough toilet paper is.
I have a bidet,
but too soft is not good either, because you get in those like really bad park bathrooms where they have this. It just you know,
yeah,
might as well be cloth, and it rips.
Yeah, too soft also bad according to Nico.
I think you should just be happy that it's there.
That's true.
The city is giving you toilet paper. You're really ungrateful, Pat.
Yeah. Number three. More ideal location for a successful cult: empty desert, lush jungle, or neither, with you suggesting the third option.
Basement.
Good
idea!
Basement in Washington. Let's do it.
Yeah, I was just going to say Washington. In the basement. Perfect.
Man.
We all got shotguns.
You guys sold me. Who is, number four, who is the least attractive popular sex symbol in your opinion?
Present day.
Yeah.
Who's the one with toe thumbs? What's her name? Fox.
Okay.
Transformers.
Oh, Megan Fox?
Yeah. Megan Fox.
She has toe thumbs?
She has toe thumbs.
Really? I'll have to investigate that.
Here, I'll bring them up.
What is that? We're becoming a multimedia podcast now? We can even do research.
Look at it. It pops up in Google.
Toe thumbs.
Megan Fox.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It is right in the search. You don't even have to type it up. You just put toe thumbs, and then it auto-completes for you.
That sounds like something that would happen to the Elephant Man or something.
Yeah, Megan Fox has She has very short thumbnails.
That looks like a big toe.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, toe thumbs, Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. And Owen? Let's see, no one is coming
that
to mind.
That and Megan Fox has bitch face. She has bitch face and toe thumbs.
What is bitch face about? Is it? She looks just like she would be a bitch.
Yeah, she's just got this face like, meh. So sexy. She sounds like Ben Stiller, actually.
Man, we need to put a picture of that to go with this podcast, so it'd be more multimedia.
You know, no one's coming to mind.
Well, you could think about it.
How about you?
Man, I didn't even think about it.
Is this the first time that somebody's turned over a lightning round question?
Well, it seems to me he would have an interesting answer.
Yeah, I probably would, but I don't.
Zoe?
No, she's attractive. She's just annoying.
Is she annoying? I've never seen her in an interview.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll think of one later. Number five. Aside from unemployment, is there anything that could conceivably happen in the next 12 months that would cause you to leave the country? Why did you guys laugh at the same time? Do you have someone in the basement?
Well, nothing.
Well, Bryant plans on going to South Korea.
Yeah, that's why I wrote that question 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so other than unemployment?
Yeah.
Just too many debts and the mafia's after me.
If they take my guns.
Too many girls with bitch face?
They take her guns!
With duck face. Where they're kissing in the pictures.
Yeah. Ooh,
if they take her freedom. Can't take her freedom.
If they declared martial law because of mass break-ins.
Or if they declared Sharia law.
Or Sharia law, holy cow. Yeah, then you gotta get out of there.
If you were intent on trying to talk your way out of a traffic ticket, what would be your first instinct in going about it? Bold-faced lie, small talk, or clumsy seduction?
I would say just try to strangle the cop right away.
Oh, man. And then just leave the country.
Just throw your hands right in there, yeah.
Clumsy seduction.
Come here, officer.
What about clumsy seduction while choking them?
Well, then that's just a fetish right there.
You never know that you might win that lottery of, you know, you might pick the one fetish that they're really into.
Well, right when he's about,
like, how'd you know?
Yeah. Well, right when he's about to pass out, I pull out.
Yeah, oh.
Oh. Hey.
Did Nico also say that?
Yeah, that's what Nico said. Yeah.
Oh. Is there a way to get juice on the microphone?
Bryant and Oren, is there anything that you are embarrassed for liking when you were younger?
You know what? I am actually such a dork and so confident about it that I don't regret much of what I liked back in the day.
Not even smooth jazz?
Did I ever like smooth jazz? That's news to me.
Well, I still like Pokemon.
Wow.
Pokemon's dope.
Well, we did have that. That's why we had that question from the guy who invented Pokemon.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, you know, all the terrible things looking back, like Saved by the Bell, the new class. You know, why did I watch that?
That was pretty
good. As tight.
Leah Rimini? Or Rimin, whatever her name is?
No, she might have been on it for a little while.
She was.
One
of the college years.
Oh, college years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
the
you know, Boy Meets World? I'm proud of liking Boy Meets World, man. That's a good show.
We're going to have to delve into later Girl Meets World.
I was going to say the Scientology years because she's a Scientologist.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
And they all run around with their e-meters. Unmarked question. Which of these would survive the longest? The strongest and most skilled fighter, the most inventive and intelligent farmer, or the richest and most charismatic business person?
It depends. Are they in an arena?
No, this is just anything goes everywhere in the world.
In what kind of scenario are we talking about?
Doomsday.
So, it's a doomsday scenario.
Doomsday scenario.
I would say the farmer would probably have pretty good survival skills.
But would the businessman try to just buy out the farm, or alternately, the strongest man would just beat him up for his food?
Well, take a look at the Romans, and then take a look at China when the Mongolians. You know, sometimes barbarians can just kind of be like, "Man, I'm gonna fuck you up."
Sometimes brute force wins. Yeah,
that's true.
So
okay, so maybe the brute force guy.
Number eight. If I were to ask you 1 year ago, what are the odds? What odds would you give that you would be sitting here on December 2nd, 2012, answering this lightning round question?
What were the odds?
What were the odds?
Oh, 1 to 1 trillion.
My mind is too busy being blown.
You're welcome.
I'm still thinking about choking that cop.
Speaking of choking a cop. Question number 9. Do you think Dolly Parton would have succeeded on her own if she did not have her enormous surgically enhanced breasts?
She would have asphyxiated?
No, would she have succeeded on her own?
Oh, I thought you said asphyxiated. Did you think that, Brian?
No.
Okay.
But just as good, though.
Would she have succeeded without her big breasts? She's got a pretty winsome personality.
Yeah.
And a nice voice. I'm going to say yes.
Maybe a one-hit wonder, at least?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah, also because Dolly's the best.
The best. Bryant and Oren.
Yes.
Life is a canvas.
Yes.
What have you painted on it?
Nothing much of late. Mostly sadness, bitterness,
resentment,
and things Nico has said.
I'm just gonna say the color brown.
I've painted a lot of asceticism, self-flagellation, autoerotic asphyxiation.
So you're like,
and I choked myself.
You're like Sir Thomas More, David Hutchins, or wait, what was his name? Was it David?
Yes, Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins.
David Copperdale.
David Carradine. Yeah. Copperdale.
Yeah. Hey. If anything made me want to choke myself out, it was the Jimmy Page, David Coverdale supergroup.
Oh, man. Okay, and last question.
Were they called Cover Page? Or Pagerdale?
Pagerdale, yeah.
Last question. You Bryant and Oren, you have decided to become a professional wrestler in the late 1980s WWF. Vince McMahon asks what your name and gimmick is, and what are you going to do?
This is such a podcast question.
I would be Philippe the Artiste, and I would have a canvas, you know, and a bunch of paints. And I would wear a beret and have a French mustache, and yeah, that would be pretty good.
My name would be like Terry Batwings or something like that, and I'd be like in a band that's like emo hardcore, like Avenged Sevenfold, and I'd be all sensitive, but I'm still a tough guy. Still tough. Well, that Terry Batwings.
That wouldn't make sense.
And I'd play guitar solos with finger gloves.
And actually, I was going to add a second part to this question. Bryant and Bant, or Bryant and Oren.
Yes,
you've decided to become a professional wrestler in late 1999 for ECW
and Paul Heyman. Attitude Era.
You are losing. Paul Heyman is completely broke, and he needs an all-star wrestler to save his company. What is your gimmick, and who are you?
Mikey the Animal. And I would just jump off the highest platforms and always have like a chair under the ring that I can grab and smash bottles over people's heads.
Considering this is Paul Heyman, you'd have to go more extreme.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty extreme, though.
I think
high places.
Mikey the Animal. And I would also misspell my name. I would be M-I-K-E-I.
I think I would be a Middle Eastern sultan, and I would come out with beautiful women, and then I'd throw acid on them, and then the crowd would boo, and then I'd jump off a scalpel because I'm fighting Tommy Dreamer for the championship belt.
That's a pretty awesome tag team. But you guys didn't answer the last question. What are you going to do?
As that character?
What are you gonna do, brother?
Yeah, that's the end of my lightning.
Oh, brother.
He got us.
He got us.
He got us.
Okay. Brian, should I go or do you want to go?
I think we should. What are you gonna do? Yeah. Brother, what are you gonna do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Nico. Are you going, Brian?
I don't know. My mind is a blank after that.
All right, here we go. I'll go.
Is this for both of us?
Yeah, this is for both of you guys. Mm-hmm. I was feeling lazy, and I didn't write a separate list for each of you. Okay. Zooey Deschanel, just why?
Just why? What?
Just why?
Just why?
Because
we need a sex symbol or quasi-sex symbol for girls to look up to that is not Kim Kardashian. You know, so says the PTA.
You know what the answer to
PTA?
The Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, okay. Parent Teacher Association. All right. Just checking in.
I think the answer to every question involving why not?
Exactly, why not? How her first name is spelled, just why?
Because it's just so damn cute.
Why are there two O's?
It's just so damn cute.
That is not Zooey. It is Zooey.
It is Zooey.
Why not?
isn't it after the Salinger character? Franny and Zooey?
Was it supposed to be pronounced Zooey?
Good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Okay. The only country to be nuked and undergo a terrible earthquake every decade. Actually, Mauritania.
Mauritania?
Yeah, that's the only country to be nuked.
Wow.
And undergo a terrible earthquake
every decade. Did you get this off a website?
No. Japan is the only country that's been nuked and has terrible earthquakes. Okay.
What you gonna do, brother?
Nicki Minaj from 20 feet away. Sexy.
She got biscuits.
So you're going to say 20 feet away?
She got biscuits.
I'd even go so far as to say 10 feet away.
10 feet away? Okay.
Maybe 5.
All right.
Depends on the color of her wig she's wearing that day.
And the makeup.
And the padding that she has.
A recent strange dream you had.
I actually can't remember any dreams I have.
Yeah?
And when I do, they're so boring that they barely qualify.
Okay.
I did have a really bizarre one this morning, but I can't recall it now. That's one of those things where you kind of have to just write it down.
Yeah.
Dream right after you do it. But I remember waking up going, okay, what was that? I think it had something to do with Ben Stiller and Zooey Deschanel in Japan.
And Nico.
Nico.
If you had a beef with someone, what cut would it be?
Rump roast. She got biscuits.
Well, I couldn't have asked for a better answer than that, but Pat?
Let me go simple and go ground.
Okay, ground Chuck. So your enemy is Chuck, and you propose to maybe grind him?
Chuck Liddell, I'm challenging you to a fight.
Calling him out.
I got a beef with you, Chuck! And I'm going to grind you.
It's the Sultan.
Okay, first country to use an EMP weapon.
In the future?
In the future.
EMP?
Electromagnetic pulse.
Oh.
America.
Yeah.
Against whom?
Whoever we please.
Mauritania.
Mauritania?
I don't know.
Andrew Dice Clay or Sam Kennison?
Oh, man.
Andrew Dice Kennison. Ben Stiller.
I would call that a happy medium. Between the two.
I would say Sam Kinison just because he's so stupid that he's almost harmless. Whereas I think Andrew Dice Clay was more harmful.
Yeah, I prefer Kinison to...
I would say Kinison because
he's... And he's dead, so I don't have to listen to him.
I would say... I was about to say, I like Kinison because he's an angel.
He's an angel now.
How do you talk to an angel? Like Sam Kinison. Do you scream at him?
Our callbacks are going back many episodes now. The UK's poor dental health. Bad hygiene or bad dentistry?
Well, maybe bad hygiene. Just because you could teach a man to fish, but they have to actually fish.
Yes.
They've got good cod over there.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And would it kill them to fish for some dentine ice?
Nothing's cooler.
90s at least back. Fresh in the breath.
Yeah.
Behind those brown teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Eyes. De facto rite of passage for American young men. We don't technically have a tribal rite of passage here in America, but if we did have one.
Well, I think the Papua New Guinea route.
Which would be?
Throwing them off a high place?
No. You need to drink another man's semen.
Oh, that's
to
right.
Absorb their man strength. I need man strength. Give me man juice.
Well, I'm not talking about putting forth, like proposing a
so one that we already have.
I'm talking
in
about
place.
Isolating one that you already see in American culture.
Crashing your car for the first time to see if you cry or not.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
I didn't cry.
How about winning a tournament in an MMO? You're 13 years old.
You're playing a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament?
Yeah. I'm a man now!
White Ice Blue Dragon!
Are we talking about like card game tournaments?
I was thinking of an online RPG kind of game, an MMO, like World of Warcraft.
But, like, with rite
America
of passage...
America sucks. We don't have any rites of passage. We don't have anything cool like
the
that.
Whole tribe has to know about it. Mm-hmm. But if you win an MMO tournament, you're just people online know about it. Your community needs to know about it.
Well, you announce it to your mom and dad. Guess what I did, mom and dad. And then dad goes, oh, you're a man now.
And they give you a little pinch on the cheek.
Yes. Oh, you're a level 50? Ooh.
Well, you remember when you had your first threesome?
No.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah. Good comedic timing there.
Now, I like to save paper. So I wrote mine digitally. Assholes.
Yeah, Bryant really keeps it green, so...
Okay.
He doesn't want to misuse
it. I didn't want to interrupt you. That's rude. I'm sorry. Okay. This section of the lightning round is called...
Sexton.
Is called Build a Band. That's where I give you a band, and you have to find new members for the band. Replacement members. And it can be classic bands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So members from classic bands.
No, it could be from any band.
Oh.
No, don't look.
Oh, sorry.
You're cheating.
You cheated now. Curiosity got the best of me there.
Now.
He's like, is Kalamazoo on there? Or no. What's that band from the 80s? Kajigugu?
Kajigugu.
Kajigugu.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they on there?
No, it has to be.
Kajigugu was from Spokane, Washington, by the way.
Big basement.
Yeah.
Huge.
You wouldn't believe what they and Nico did together.
Now, it can be a classic band, but the new members have to be alive still.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'm pumped. Let's do it.
The first one is, who is, and this goes to both of you.
Are we building the band together?
You can all. The new Led Zeppelin. Who are the members?
Chris Cornell on drums.
Yep, Chris Cornell on drums.
He doesn't sing at all. He just
no.
He just plays drums really poorly.
Axl Rose on bass. Because he can play piano as well. Yeah. He can play piano as well.
We got Duff on vocals there?
Don't be silly, Brian.
Yeah, don't be silly, please.
Zach De La Rocha.
Yeah.
On guitar.
Oh, I thought he was going to be the vocalist.
No, fuck no.
Whoa. A lot of... Man, that was very emphatic.
You have a band of vocalists. And who is the vocalist?
A band of
yes. Neil Peart.
I would say Dave Grohl, but he's a vocalist drummer.
Yeah, no.
Phil Collins is another vocalist drummer.
Dang.
Yeah, who would be the vocalist? David Coverdale.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee as the vocalist.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Coverdale could do it. He's already done it.
So wait, recap that.
So Axl
Chris
Rose
Cornell on drums.
Yes.
Axl Rose on bass and keys.
Yes.
Zach De La Rocha on guitar. And
Duff on triangle.
Duff on triangle. It sounds like a drug. Oh man, Duff, you're on triangle, man.
Or you're getting duffed on the triangle. I'm so duffed right now, man. I'm duffed out of my mind, bro.
Now that'll make you choke a cop right there.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so duffed you choked a cop, man. Come on.
Damn you, Spokane, Washington.
There's an epidemic going on in Spokane.
I remember getting duffed on triangle in a basement in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, man.
Well, let's just go to the next year.
All right, so who's the next Black Sabbath? Or who's the new Black Sabbath, I should say?
Terrible.
Is Pat Boone still alive?
No. I think so.
Let's try to be honest about this one. Let's be sincere here. So, how could
it's
you
It's not funny,
it?
Then.
I know it's not funny, but let's just try something different.
Okay.
How about the lead singer of Staind?
I don't
in the place of Ozzy.
Who is that?
Yeah.
This is serious?
Bald dude.
That bald guy.
Meg White on drums. She's a power drummer.
Meg White on drums?
She would be good. no fancy fills or anything, though. Mm-hmm. But she knows how to hit hard.
War Pigs important. Would be vastly different.
It would. Let's see, the guitarist.
And she's vegetarian.
Maybe the guitarist could just be Jack White.
I don't know.
He can play pretty well.
But he wouldn't be vocal.
So
he would just be
guitar. Why don't you just have Black Sabbath as just Mick and Jack? It's just a duo. You just cut everybody out.
Black Sabbath?
Hmm. Yeah, they would be good. But I don't know about Jack White on vocals.
We would need someone that was kind of...
Oh, I need your sweet leaf!
Marble mouth.
Who could be the vocalist?
Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. He would bring
Because a bear is wear boots.
I think that was a pretty inspired choice.
That would be.
So Mick White on drums.
Yeah.
Tom Waits on vocals.
Jack White guitar only.
Jack White guitar only. And bass.
And you have two white stripes in there?
Well, there are
Black Sabbath.
There are only two white stripes, so can't have three white stripes in there. Let's see.
Bass.
Stuff on triangle.
Oh man.
Let's see who can take the place of Geezer. No, it was Geezer Butler, right? Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee on bass.
This one's dragging out. This is a lightning round.
It is.
All right, who's the new Hall & Oates?
CeeLo and Adam Levine.
Animal who?
Adam Levine.
Oh, Adam
from Maroon 5. Animal Levine.
Animal Levine.
Well, Adam might be Animal Levine.
Well, Adam Levine likes an animal style.
Yeah. And CeeLo,
which means he likes to put a mayonnaise ketchup combination on his erogenous zone.
I could already see this becoming a new advertisement for CeeLo and Adam Levine as the new Hall & Oates. You give one of them a Jerry Curl. All right, so the new Guns N' Roses.
Let's see.
Captain Planet on vocals.
Captain Planet. He's still alive in our hearts.
The power is yours. We're gonna put a vote. Can we put Echo on?
Okay,
that?
So White Ranger on bass.
Michelangelo on drums.
Yes. Yeah, Tommy the White Ranger. Definitely.
I think it's gotten to the point where it's just fuck it. Let's just do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Rita Repulsa
on keyboards. On keyboards. She's on guitar. On guitar. And Lord Zedd on guitar!
He would break that thing. You know, it would look like Gwar. You know? He's this giant hulking guy. Going,
would he be in the Slash role or the Izzy Stratlin role?
He's got to be like Slash. It should be.
He's wearing the hat.
Lord Zedd wearing the top hat, yeah.
he's tucked out on triangle. Alright, let's just keep going. The final one is the new White Stripes.
Noam Chomsky. On guitar and lyrics and vocals.
Interesting lyrics he would come up with.
Interesting lyrics. Very and linguistics.
Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal on drums?
On drums, yeah. So yeah. Gore Vidal, Noam Chomsky. There you go.
Yeah. Traveling. Is there a traveling bass player with them?
Bukowski.
Yeah. Bill Cosby Bukowski.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, there you have it.
Well, okay. So here's some actual questions.
All right.
What celebrity most likely, and this goes to both of you, what celebrity most likely has the most pubic hair?
Robin Williams.
Man. I was getting to that part.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's a perfect answer. I want to say that there's a better answer, but Tony Danza, maybe?
How about Steve Carell? He's a pretty hairy guy.
Yeah, but Robin Williams is excessively hairy.
He is really hairy.
So I think that's the best answer. Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is Rita Repulsa.
I like the hair suit ladies, though. They are pretty attractive.
If you could go back in time, who would you fuck up?
Are we talking, aside from obvious ones, like Hitler and world dictators?
It can be if you want to be boring.
Yeah, no.
But if you can just get into a fisticuffs with any something historical figure.
Someone very, something very petty of us. Like,
yeah, you know, because like most people would probably go back in time and try to do something like significant and like beneficial. But if you could just go back in time and just pick a bone with somebody.
I would beat up a 5-year-old Rosie O'Donnell on a playground.
I'd give her noogies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And throw her in a trash can.
I'd get her. I'd get her duffed out on the triangle, too.
Stephen Hawking. So I'd be that guy.
Wow. Mm. Mm. Mikey the animal.
That would give me a lot of heat.
Hit him with a chair. Hit him with a chair. Break a bottle over his head.
Throw him down the staircase in the wheelchair.
Throw some acid on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That crowd would turn on you. Because pro wrestling fans are avid science aficionados.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really into string theory.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you could cast any type of spell on your enemy or enemies, what type of spell would it be?
If I was a redneck, I'd say, I'd cast the gay on him. But I'm not.
I would get Rita Repulsa to fall in love with me.
Would that really affect your enemies?
She's my enemy.
Oh, okay.
I want to make love to my enemy.
Oh.
I want to make love, not war.
I forgot to ask, but who is this Rita?
She was the first villain on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to get you, Power Rangers!
Oh, okay. The one with the big headdress?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. And she would send her Dodo. What were they called?
What were the Putties?
Putties.
They were called the Putties.
Putties, yeah.
I forgot the question. What was the question?
If you could cast a spell on your enemy or enemies, what would it be? What type of spell?
I would cast anti-genius on all the geniuses of the world. So that way I would be the sole genius.
Or just another mediocre guy.
No, I'd rise to the occasion.
Smurfette, would you?
How could you?
No, I wouldn't.
She's three apples high.
There's many more attractive cartoon characters than Smurfette.
Yeah.
No more smurfing around.
Getting duffed out on trying.
Damn, I was gonna go there.
You know what I want to do? I just want to get duffed out on Triangle right now. All right. Let's try the pork ribs, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Tip your waitress.
Oh, man.
Next question.
Okay.
If Courtney Love OD'd on your front lawn, how much would you sell the pictures for to TMZ?
Well, you'd have to haggle back and forth, but I would say you could get maybe $500,000 for them. Okay.
I would keep them. Oh, so she OD'd and she's dead, or she OD'd and survived?
I don't know.
She just
OD'd. You can't tell. She's just
I would
keep
the pictures for later. When she had a more spectacular OD in public, and then I'd sell the pictures then.
Your OD pictures would be worth less if she had a more spectacular OD.
Yeah, but I would lie say that they were from the same event.
If she OD'd and was duffed out on the triangle at Knott's Berry Farm, then those pictures are going to be worth way more.
Well, I was going to say, if she was on my front lawn, I would drag her into my basement in Spokane, Washington. And
that'd be 800 miles of dragging.
Yeah.
She'd have a lot of scars on her.
Yeah.
You'd probably get in trouble for that.
Take her back to where her husband blew his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. To relive all those memories.
Which is another, like, 200 miles to the, yeah, to the west. But, yeah. $5.
Okay.
McDonald's meal.
forget the cash. Just get the McDonald's meal. Hey, TMC, could you send me over a Whopper, please? Actually, they don't do Whoppers.
No, yeah, Big Mac.
Big Mac, sorry.
Fast food straight.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
What if you demanded a Whopper from McDonald's?
That would be a ransom. Yeah.
So wait, you call TMZ? Like, you have such good pictures that I want them to make me a Whopper?
Yeah.
And taste
how
of the
is
Whopper?
That for a bizarre request?
That's like Van Halen-esque. Yeah. Brown M&M-esque.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Alive?
In our hearts.
Yeah. Man. Damn you, Orin.
You know, so you answered for Pat, too.
Yeah. Okay. Funny story about Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Most are.
Yeah, they are. Except when he was actually on shows that were unfunny.
Right. Remember that time you choked a cop?
Yeah.
That was cool.
My sister, who was a huge Jonathan Taylor Thomas fan, she, when I was about 7, she tried to sell me a poster of him. She was trying to convince me to buy a poster of him from her, and I refused.
Yeah, remember she did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
And the fact that it's in my room has no bearing on the fact that I obviously didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the point of that? She was just trying to turn a profit?
She needed a favor or money out of me.
Oh.
Even at 7, life, you know, life continues.
And she didn't convince you of the value of this item.
And it wasn't even a good picture.
Yeah.
It was just one of those, like, teen beat
pictures. It's your bad, because that's worth a lot on eBay now.
Not as much as the one of him and Courtney Love being on our front lawn.
That picture's probably worth twos of threes of dollars.
$2 bills.
Last question.
Is it worth a Whopper from McDonald's?
Or a Baconator from Jack in the Box.
Or Quizno from Subway.
Mm-hmm. Last question. If you had to Swiffer any bodily fluid, what would that fluid be and why?
Well, you would Swiffer any stain or spill you ever found. So,
no, but what type of bodily fluid?
So all other bodily fluids remain on the carpet.
Yeah. As to what was spilled on the ground.
Yeah, what bodily fluid was there on the ground?
I think diarrhea would probably be the worst to have.
All right, so you're not going to Swiffer diarrhea.
Oh, I would.
Oh, okay, so that's your preference. Yeah. Your preference. So you want the worst.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would Swiffer female orgasm discharge.
Wow.
And why?
Do you have to ask?
Oh, wait, I misunderstood the question.
All right, everybody. Get all our female orgasm juice out. No juice on the microphone, please. Say Nico.
Dear Lord.
Play that. We'll need a stomper eventually.
Wow. Well, that concludes our lightning round. It went by so briskly.
It was
lightning fast.
Yeah, it was only about 35 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, Patrick, was your sister really into Tiger Beat and all those magazines?
Yes, she loved them. Mm-hmm. Were your sisters?
Definitely. Have you ever seen more pink in your life in the design layout of those
magazines?
Not
just pink, but bubblegum pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just pink everywhere.
And there was always that little... I don't know what you call it. It's like a little square that's... It's supposed to be like a shine on something. Like, to show something that's shiny. There's like this little...
A swatch?
Yeah, a swatch. Mm-hmm. Like, there was always a swatch on the letters, the lettering.
Mm-hmm.
To show, like, it was, like, really, like, amazing. Not just bright pink, but amazing.
What about the Singer pink? Would you?
Or...
She's pretty butch, but she's not that bad. I would say yes.
She's 5 or 6 on the list.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about? You posed the question.
Hailing her a cab.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I would drive her to Spokane anytime.
You'd be the taxi driver.
Want to see my basement?
This is a taxi driver, too.
To go back to Tiger Beat type magazines... I remember reading the obituary for the creator of, I think it was Bop, and he lived to a ripe old age. This was actually pretty recent, and he was this old Jewish guy, and his name was like, you know, Michael Adelson or something, and I was thinking, this guy was a genius, because it was a niche that literally had not been filled, It had not been filled, and he saw
like
this.
Nico.
Yeah, and there's something about exploiting the fascinations of teenage girls that's a hit every time.
Yeah,
it is a hit.
But have the so when did he start those magazines? Were they still around in the 60s?
I think it was like 70s.
Oh,
maybe like the age of Leif Garrett and Andy Gibb.
But there were
when
some,
men started getting prettier.
There were magazines back then, like the Beatles, where but they were specifically tied to just the one object of desire. So there was like Beatle magazine and Beatlemania, where it's they'd ask questions like, "What is your favorite ice cream flavor?" and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those were precursors. But Tiger Beat Bop.
Can 16. I hear you say Bop again?
Bop.
I just like that. Good. It was a good performance.
This is getting pretty avant-garde.
Yeah.
We've gone a little over an hour.
So what are you suggesting, Brian?
Well, it's the podcast hour.
That means it's approximately an hour. I believe on our first intro song, I said approximately an hour. So we're in that range.
You know, and that was our longest episode.
It was. It was like
I think it was like an hour and 28 minutes or something.
120 or an hour and 27 brutal minutes.
You know, I'm thinking for our next episode, we should literally phone it in.
Phone it in. So we call from three different places.
We could all be calling in and literally phone it in.
We should Skype it.
But then we'd actually have viewers then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have to...
I'm going to be in my bathtub.
We'd have to go back to those episodes where you referred to them as viewers and acknowledge the show right all along.
Yeah.
That you were just referring to the 11th
episode.
Yeah,
we had already gotten used to saying listeners.
Well, I actually have cameras all in my room.
Oh.
Don't tell anybody.
Is this like a Saw thing or something?
It was a good performance. Bop.
Lim, lim, wop. Bop.
Whopper from McDonald's.
That's the ultimate.
I want a Whopper from McDonald's with Jack's special sauce.
An animal style fries.
You hear me, Harvey Levin? Do you hear me?
You want to see Courtney?
I want Jack's special sauce.
You
want
to see Courtney alive?
It's like you don't ask for a helicopter. Like,
and I want Carl's Jr. waffle fries.
Duff that on triangle. She's duffed that on triangle, man.
Man.
I want to see it.
Man, I kind of feel like a Whopper from McDonald's now.
Yeah.
I want to know what that's like.
All this food has made me really hungry.
Yeah.
Talk has made me really hungry.
Maybe we finally will have to have sponsors again, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about all this fast food.
I'm just going to eat another orange in here because it smells like Jamba Juice in here. It smells pretty good.
It also smells like Nico's disembodied spirit in here.
I thought you were going to say Nico's bodily fluids.
Yeah, we're going to have to get the Swiffer out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Blues outro.
No.
Okay. I don't push you around. You know, this is America, and we just do what we want around
here. Let's try something else.
Like, this is a free country.
Like, what's something we can do? Like, that's predictable.
Punk outro?
We did a punk intro.
We kind of did that in the first episode.
Yeah.
But we never did a punk outro.
You ready?
Yeah, I think Pat's gonna make this happen.
Roy and Dickers!
Riot and Bat! Riot and Bat!
Get Reagan out of the White House!
Riot and Bat! Riot and Bat!
Living communes!
Riot and Bat!
Strange forever!
Riot and Bat!
Dead.
Long live the queen, my ass.
If you don't stop right now, you're gonna get duffed out on triangle. Do you want that?
Anarchy in the UK.
Haven't you got the feeling you've ever been cheated? I did it my way.
Are you drunk?
Are you down?
We didn't do it.